Hello everyone, welcome back to Senpai Sanctuary. I am your host Victoria, aka Red Fox or Red Fox Cosplay. On this channel, we talk about anything related to anime, manga, cosplay, conventions, and everything Japan related. Today, I found some questions because I'm somewhat antisocial to talk to you guys because I want to introduce myself a little bit more as a cosplayer. Also, there will be two episodes up today to make up for last week. I had a lot of things happening. If you follow me on Instagram, you will have understood everything that was going on because I posted about it, because I'm very upfront and honest with everyone who follows me, whether it's on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook. I'm very open about stuff like that, that I went through. So without further ado, let's get into some of these questions. And like I said, you will get or know some of the things that are going on personally and about podcasts if you follow me on Instagram. If you don't, go check out my Instagram, follow me, Red Fox Cosplay, REDDFOX Cosplay. Okay, so the first question is, favorite cosplay? That has to be my gender bent Naruto. So, Naruko. One of my favorites, although I did have to put her on the shelf for a little bit so I could branch out and to do other cosplays. Number two, favorite part of cosplaying? It has to be meeting new people. Like, I talk to so many people when I go to conventions, and I'm very sociable for the most part at conventions, but I don't get anyone. Like, I don't trade Instagram names, which is something I really need to start doing. But I do talk to a lot of people when it comes to going to conventions, and that's one of my favorite things. A most comfortable cosplay is the third question. That has to be my casual gender bent Deku. And Naruto / Naruko in my fox onesie. Those are the most comfortable ones that I wear because they're normal clothing and I don't feel super stiff in them. And those typically get worn on Sunday because it's so fast to put on. Number four, best memory while cosplaying. This is a story for this one. So this happened probably about 4 years ago. I was talking to my friends. We were going to start walking somewhere, I think to the vendor hall. And a mom stopped me, and she was with her daughter, who had to be 10, 11 years old. And her mom had her phone out. Waiting, I knew right then and there, wanted a picture. And she said, "My daughter really wants a picture with you. Is it okay if she gets a picture with you?" And I was like, "Absolutely." This little girl was dressed up as Hinata, and I was dressed up as a female Naruto, and I was super psyched. I was like, "Oh my god, this little girl is the cutest in her outfit." And she was super shy, and her mom took a couple pictures of us, and because I knelt down so I could get down to her height, and the little girl was so happy once the pictures were done. She was like, "Thank you so much," and she gave me a hug, and I was like, "Oh my god," I was like, "My heart." And as they were walking away after they thanked me, I heard the mom say, "See, all you have to do is ask." And that has been one of my favorite to date memories while cosplaying. And I don't know if they'll ever hear this, but I hope that little girl and that mom are doing awesome, because like that memory has stayed with me over all this time. So yeah. Number five, first cosplay. So I've talked about this in previous episodes on what my first cosplay was, and that was young Sasuke Uchiha. If you guys want to know more about the backstory on that one, obviously go listen to my first podcast. It has more of an explanation there on why I decided to do Sasuke and not Naruto right away. Naruto wasn't even actually like my first cosplay idea, but go check it out if you want to know more about that situation. Number six, how many cosplays have I done? I've done a total of 8, but only 4 characters. I do have a lot more planned, like a lot more different characters planned, but I've done different styles of these characters, and yeah. So I want to say 8 cosplays. How long have I been cosplaying? Since 2012, which makes 7 years, will be 8 this upcoming February. And it wasn't till this past summer. Yeah, roughly this past summer that I actually got really serious doing cosplay. Number 8. How many conventions have I been to? Surprisingly, I've only been to 2 conventions out of the entire time that I've been cosplaying and doing all of this stuff. I've only been to 2. And that's Anime Milwaukee and Daishokan. I do plan on going to more. I would love to go to KitsuneCon in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And I do plan on going to ASIN in Rosemont, Illinois. And I would like to try and go to like 1 more during that time. Because I want to try and do summer ones. Because I only go to winter conventions, and it's like that's the most like horrible time to like go, because like your cosplays are usually not that warm, so you have to bring extra stuff, and then you have to carry all of that stuff if you want to go outside. So it's just, it's not a pleasant way of cosplaying, because now you have to bundle up to do anything outside. So definitely want to attend some summer conventions. Question number nine. Why did I start cosplaying? I actually didn't know cosplaying was a thing for the longest time, but I always had the thought of like, of how cool it would be to dress up as these characters. And I brought that up to one of my high school friends, who then found Anime Milwaukee, and we attended that convention not in cosplay at all. It was, Anime Milwaukee at the time was fairly small, and that was back in 2011. I was a freshman in high school, ending being a freshman in high school, and I went and I saw a bunch of people in cosplay, and I thought that was the coolest thing in the world, and decided to do it myself, and have since then continued to spiral down that rabbit hole. Question number 10. Dream photo shoot. Literally, this is probably the most simplistic answer, because it would have to be anyone of my favorite cosplayers Like, if I did a photo shoot with them, it would make, like, my entire year. And that would be, like, let's, like, Goodbye Eli, Bucket Brown, Twin Fools, Nova Vanderwolf. Like, these are some, like, pretty big name cosplayers. But if I did a photo shoot with any of them, H. Rosie, like, I would probably geek out hardcore. Like, maybe not right away, but, like, afterwards, I would geek out really hard. Question number 11. How do you choose who you're going to cosplay? If it's for a convention, like picking out a character that I'm gonna wear for a convention, it's more of how do I feel and how much time am I willing to put in to get into cosplay, because I'm so lazy. And it has to do with, like, side note, my depression. So I procrastinate and I have very low energy when it comes to actually getting up in the morning. But I still do all that. I'm a high functioning person with depression. But that is what I tend to do. Like, how long is it going to take me? How much stuff do I need to pack? How am I feeling for this convention? So I typically don't pack my lineup for a convention till, like, roughly a week or two before the convention starts. So super kind of last minute when it comes to picking out costumes for a convention. If it's more of, like, how do I know what character I want to do as in, like, start to cosplay, I feel like it's more of an emotional connection and relatability than anything else. And that's how I choose which characters I want to even start cosplaying. Question number 12. Characters I've worn the most. Female Naruto is the one I wore the most. It's the one I have the most different outfits for. And I actually am known, especially in my con friend group, to be Female Naruto. That's how everyone knows me as, because I've cosplayed Naruto for so long that that's who everyone identifies me as. So yeah. Okay, last question is secret cosplay or tell everyone immediately. I like doing a little bit of both. I like dropping little hints and teasers here and there, and then typically when the cosplay is complete, I'll drop another teaser. And then if I'm not going to a convention, if there's going to be a long wait for a convention, then maybe a couple days after the teaser drop, I will post a whole, like, photo thing of my new cosplay. So yeah, just a little bit of both. Okay, my nerds. That's going to be the end of this episode. I hope you got to know me a little bit better, and I would actually love to hear your responses to some of these questions, because I would like to get to know you guys as cosplayers and as people. So leave a comment if you can. If not, follow me on Instagram and send me a message or comment on a photo and answer some of these questions. Like, put the question in the answer so I know, so it's not super random. But yeah, also follow me on Instagram if you want to stay up to date and participate in the podcast itself. So until the next episode that's going to be coming up, thank you for listening, and I hope everyone has a nerdtastic day. Later.